I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The shanty towns of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil are a tough place to live. People there have to contend with gang violence, poverty, and little in the way of public services. Complexo do Alemão is one of the poorest and most violent of the shanty towns, or favelas. But last year, it got a sorely needed service. The aid group Doctors Without Borders opened an emergency care clinic there, the first for the Rio favela. Reporter Alexandra Guidi went to the clinic and sent us this report.
Complexo do Alemão made headlines last summer when a police battle with a drug gang resulted in the death of 19 residents on a single day. Some of the victims were children. City officials say they might have survived if they'd had access to emergency care right inside their community. Bruno Aguiar is a 22-year-old college student who grew up in this favela.
The reality is that within these communities, you have people who live regular lives, who need basic things like health care and human rights.
When he's not at school, Aguiar works at this clinic in the center of Complexo do Alemão. It was established by the group Doctors Without Borders shortly after last summer's shootout. Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, is known for providing aid in countries ravaged by war and natural disasters. So caring for victims of urban violence is pretty new territory for the group. Milena Osorio is an MSF psychologist, and she also runs this health center.
It's the beginning of a change. Now is to prove that we can stay here, that people respect us because we are providing a good service, showing to the Brazilian government that it is possible, and more than possible, that it is a duty to go inside these communities, being there, providing a service that the community needs.
And since the clinic opened last fall, the waiting rooms here have been full. On this day, a man in his 60s was brought into the clinic. He'd been hit by a car. If this clinic weren't here, this man would have had to travel to the city hospital. And that's not easy because buses and taxis won't enter the favela. And he also might have faced problems getting care there. Hospitals here won't always treat favela residents because of fears that they're associated with the gangs. This young man, named Gilson, came to the clinic today to get a gunshot wound cleaned. He says that a month ago, a couple of thugs stole his cell phone and shot him in the leg. Gilson went to the city hospital, but he says they didn't take good care of him there.
They bandaged my leg, but when I went back to get it looked at, they said they were too busy taking care of other patients.
So now Gilson comes here for treatment. The policy at the favela clinic is to provide care to anyone who needs it, without asking any questions. The clinic treats gunshot victims, but most people come in with injuries like burns, sprains, and broken bones. There's also mental health care for residents dealing with depression or anxiety related to the violence that surrounds them. Psychologist Milena Osorio has worked in Bosnia and in her native Colombia, and she says that life in this favela looks a lot like a war zone.
The level of violence that people are living here is amazingly high. I mean, the stories of the people is really incredible. They have to do a lot of efforts to survive inside this system, and that is an incredible amount of tension, psychologically speaking.
One of the regular patients here is a 50-year-old woman named Elenilda.
A gente vê as coisas, não pode falar, quem somos cego, mudo e surdo.
Elenilda says, people here see things, but they can't talk about them. All of us here are blind, mute, and deaf. We know that terrible things happen in this favela. People are tortured and killed, but we have to keep on living. Elenilda says she's grateful for the chance to come here to talk, and she should be able to continue doing that for the foreseeable future. Doctors Without Borders plans to operate the clinic for 3 years. After that, the Rio City government has agreed to keep it running. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Complexo do Alemão, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
You can find an audio slideshow of a day at the favela clinic at theworld.org.